we make it funny. Key and D, there's just always bloody something. Key and D, just two housemates with a dream. Key and D, if you don't like us, you're dead to me. Dead to me, dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me. Dead to me, dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me.
Welcome to Key and D, the podcast.
Yeah, right, Key.
Excuse me.
Oh, bloody hell, did you have a big weekend, love?
Yeah. Me and you on a podium on Saturday night.
Aunt babe, that was one big blur. I can't. What the hell happened?
You know those Monday mornings where you're like, I could just sleep for a million years.
Yeah.
It was one of our good friends' birthdays. And we had a right.
Shout out, Daisy.
Shout out, Daisy. Happy 30th, baby. Yeah, I had a great time. You rocked up in a whirlwind of love and smiles. And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even know you were coming. And you were like,
hello.
I did.
I'm like,
oh, yeah. Go on. Say it.
This nice boy.
Gagging to say
I'm
it.
I'm just so obsessed with him.
Yeah.
He's so nice.
He's so cute. You guys are like little teenagers. It was adorable. Yeah. And yeah, but we just had a really nice time.
Babe, like, I do not remember. We woke up the next day. We were both so paranoid. We were like, what the hell did we do?
No, I had about three people say to me, oh my God, Diana and Lola, they were so funny. They were just kind of in their own little world, like dancing, but you were so smiley and happy that like, no, you were great vibes.
Yeah, okay, good. Right, well, I'm happy.
It was brilliant.
We had a nice time.
Yeah, we did.
And then yesterday, I should have maybe not drank, but I had like two bottles of wine.
You had two bottles of wine yesterday?
Well, there was about three bottles, not just for me, but like there was three of us. We had about three bottles of wine.
Oh my God. I had a pint yesterday at the pub. It was nice to take the edge off.
Yeah.
Had a roast.
Did you watch I'm a Celebrity?
I didn't.
Oh, my sister.
Got to catch up.
Yeah, my sister's out in Australia.
We got to watch it because we had quite a fun time watching it last year, didn't we?
Yeah, I love it.
It's that time of season.
Jungle fever.
I'm excited. I am a little bit upset that they gave Nigel Farage £1.5 million because he is the spawn of Satan. So
is that what they did?
£1.5 million. He's the highest paid
contestant ever.
Yeah. What the frick?
That's insane. Bloody Nigel.
I hope they drop him out of a plane and his parachute doesn't open.
Oh, God.
That's awful, Kiara. But
I'm like, what? Really mean and aggressive. Nigel Farage, she's coming at you.
Don't like you, Nigel. But yeah, no, I can't wait to watch that. That's going to be fun. I can't wrap my head around the fact that in 2 weeks we'll be at Christmas parties.
Stop it.
I don't know about you, but I'm not ready to sing a carol yet. Like,
oh,
I'm not ready. It's too soon.
No, I love it. I'm like, I'm ready. I'm ready for it, baby. I'm ready to put the sparkles on, my sparkly earrings, my sparkly top.
Are you going to go to James's party with me?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna do that. But there's a party that there's two parties.
Two parties, too many times. Bloody
heck.
That social calendar's filling right up, sweetheart.
And it's a really nice time of year to be like falling for someone. Isn't
oh, God.
I'm sick of it. I'm
Jesus
sick of myself.
Christ.
I am sick of it.
Oh my God. I mean, I like it. It's just, you're in the beginning throes of romance and it's a whirlwind. Like 4 or 5 months in, you kind of start to even out and you're like, yeah, I'm in a rhythm. But you're just like in that hurricane swirling around.
It's all very overwhelming.
Having a lovely time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time of my life. 19 all over again.
Yeah.
Blimey neck.
Oh,
right.
Hell.
Shall we get to it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got some questions
here. Yeah,
we've
got some really... Well, hang on. It's our last agony out of the year.
Oh, no. They're all going to miss us.
What are you guys going to do without our advice?
Blimey neck.
England's going to fall to pieces.
Wonder if people actually take our advice.
Does anyone listen?
Anyone out there?
Anybody?
Anybody out there?
No, we've had some feedback, like... Not exactly that we've helped, but like, you know, stuff has happened.
Yeah. I don't know if we help anyone really.
But we have a lovely time, don't we? Just talking about it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Look, guys, let us know. But yeah, it is our last one. It's almost the end of the season. So yeah, that's it.
This is a question.
Okay.
So I've just started dating someone and he introduced me to his friends and I realised that I've slept with one of his friends.
Oh my God.
Years and years ago once.
Oh wow.
But they're not very close, but they are within the same circle. Do I mention it to the guy? It's a weird one, isn't it?
My tummy is clenching.
Yeah, I just think...
This is an awkward one.
No, I just think no.
But you can't say... Because what if the guy says something?
I just feel, right...
Is the guy going to say... Do guys do that?
I don't think
they go like, hey, by the way, I slept with her. Like, they just don't.
I just think don't say anything. I just think before, like, that person came along, like, you had your own life, and yeah. I'm just like... Just no, especially if they're not that close.
I weigh up the risk and reward. Like, what are you going to get out of telling them? You're probably going to clear your conscience a little bit.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, actually, we probably say too much as human beings.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
So I just don't know what good that's going to do. It's probably going to make your fella, like, or your person really, like, insecure.
Weird.
Or, like,
weird. It might affect, I don't know how close they are, but it might affect their relationship or their dynamic in a group. And if it's just, like, one drunken
shag.
Shag. What an aggressive word, isn't it?
Shag. It is.
Then what's the point?
Yeah,
you know?
What's the point?
I just think... Shrop. Don't say anything.
Repress. I'm not very cool and calm, collected around people I've slept with. I go a bit like,
I think years and years ago, I would have said something. Like, I would have been like, oh, I don't know.
Because I feel like, I don't know. I just think that if the shoe was on the other foot, I wouldn't want to know. Like, for example, you know, we were at a market the other, like, a couple of months ago. Apparently he bumped into his ex-girlfriend or like someone that he used to see, and he didn't say anything at the time, and I'm actually so glad, because
yeah.
I would have, at that time, I probably, that would have really like freaked me out.
Yeah, no, it's not nice.
So I'm like
it?
So glad that I found out after the fact, and also yeah. It made it feel like it was less of a big deal, because it was like,
yeah,
he wasn't freaking out about it. Yeah. So I just think, nah.
I just don't think... Don't,
what's the
don't,
point?
Don't talk about it.
What's
I just, the
point?
Thought of, like, them even kissing anyone before
how
you've been
they?
Along.
How,
I'm like,
honestly, how dare you?
Dare you do
how
that?
How dare you do
I'm
that?
Disgusted in
I'm
you.
Disgusted.
Like, I hate
I
it.
I can't believe that there was anyone before me. Like, how were you not waiting for me? I don't understand.
I know, I hate it. But anyway, back to this. I think don't say anything. Keep it to yourself. Don't
hope
bother.
For the best.
Just live a web of lies.
Yeah.
And hopefully...
Spin that web.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just leave it. If he does, be like, oh God, I don't remember.
I also think there's like a 3 to 5 year statute of limitations on that kind
yeah.
of stuff. Like, after 3 years, it didn't happen.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
genuinely.
Yeah. You could just be like, oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Just play it really dumb. Okay.
Good luck
so,
with that.
Yeah, lie, don't bother.
Yeah.
The next question is,
yeah,
I found out that my friend's boyfriend is lying to her and not being totally honest within the relationship. What do I do? Do I tell her these lies that I know?
These lies.
Lying.
What are these lies?
You're lying to yourself.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Okay. Let me think. Right.
Well, we don't know what the lie is, do we?
Well, no, we don't. But I just think, right, it's always a funny one. Like, do you want to get involved in someone else's relationship?
I know. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a meddler. Medal.
I'm trying to think, if it were me and my friend knew a piece of information about someone that I was with that I would want to know and they didn't tell me, I would probably want to know.
Yeah.
However, if you're the person meddling, you've then got to deal with
all the
fucking drama.
Ugh, I know. Tell me about
and
it.
And do we have time for that? Do we have energy? I'm exhausted.
I know.
We're all exhausted. Do we have time to be meddling?
Why don't you just wait until the new year?
Yeah, wait till January 1st and text her.
Yeah, just ruin a life on New Year's Day.
Just realize a really good time to deliver some heavy information. It's hard though, because I've had someone tell me stuff about someone I used to be with that really informed the way that I now view them.
Yeah.
And and now I see them honestly and with truth. So it's like...
And you were grateful that they were honest with you.
Yeah, because I was able to just go get in the actual bin. Like,
sometimes
you know?
You just need it, don't you? Like, and it changes your perspective of like everything, and you can kind of get over them.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's a bit different, because you weren't with him anymore. So
she's still with him, or they're still with him.
Yeah, I think she's still with them.
Okay. What would you do?
I would write the information down on a piece of paper and like, or like leave it in the living room. Oh shit.
Just for them to find.
Yeah, like.
So you can meddle, write, but not actually.
Write a note with it on and then like leave it in their coat pocket.
Yeah.
And so, and then like.
And then they find it. You're like, what?
What? I don't know.
Such a weird medieval thing to do. Scribble it on a scroll and leave it in their pocket.
Write it on the underground. Graffiti it.
Put it in a riddle. Maybe who would tell the truth if not the one you love?
Put it in a riddle. Hello, I've got a riddle for you.
Who is the one that lies but speaks truth with their eyes?
The web of lies.
The web of lies.
Yeah, I don't know. I would probably just
get drunk and tell them.
Yeah, I'd probably say something. Mm. I don't like having secrets, and yeah, I'd probably.
Would you tell me?
Yeah,
yeah.
Got so much to tell you.
Yeah. Did you make this question up?
No,
how psychotic if one of us made a question about the other person and did it in front of us,
like drop the bomb.
What if I had a podcast with a friend? And then I found out some information.
Oh no, don't. I hate it. Yeah, no. I would want my friends to be honest with me if they need something. But like, so yeah, I think just like be honest if it's your mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell them. But wait till the new year. Don't ruin the Christmas.
January 1st.
Be like, right.
Write them a riddle.
Let's start. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Do you think we've given, that's the right?
I think that's good. I just, there's obviously like, we're never going to have the right answers. So like, I feel like we just got to go off what we feel. And I don't know what I feel.
Put it in a riddle.
Put it in a riddle and leave it in their coat pocket.
Write it out at like Scrabble.
Cheating on you.
He is a liar.
Okay. Or find him. Look at him in the eyes. I know what you are doing.
I know what they should do.
What?
She should speak to the guy and say, I've heard this.
Fix it.
And fix if you don't it. Say something, I will.
It's blackmail.
Yeah, I love a bit of blackmail.
Yeah.
Stunning. Yeah, do a bit of blackmail.
Yeah, stunning. Sorted.
Okay.
Last agony aunt question
of 2023. We're in 2023, right?
Yeah, we are.
Sometimes I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. No idea. Yesterday I was so hungover that I went, what is a month? Like it was one of those hangovers. You know, you're staring at a human being and you're like, you're real.
Yeah. Like sometimes when people say my name a lot, I'm like, I am Diana. Diana.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. Funny old world.
Funny world.
Okay. This is a question.
I just had a random thought.
What?
Don't worry.
Tell me.
No, it does well. I just was thinking about our hangovers yesterday. I was saying to
fella.
I need a code word. We were like talking about scallops and clams and how they move in the ocean. Mm. Do you know how a scallop and an oyster moves around? It literally just like
bounces
and then flaps its little shell and then falls down again. And I just went down a whole black hole of like, how do scallops procreate? How do they have sex? What's does scallop sex look like? How do they get made?
Did you Google it? Did you look at
the video? No, I'm still wondering.
They must jump on each other.
Through a shell?
Scalloping about.
Does someone crawl into the other one's shell? If anyone knows, I want to.
I don't reckon they'll like have sex or anything. I reckon.
What do they do?
I reckon they just like
insert a thing.
Yeah. Like it's weird. I don't know.
And then is there a baby scallop that then grows into a bigger scallop? Because they don't get born that big. Do you know what I'm saying?
I really understand. It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot
on a hangover.
About. Yeah.
We need to watch a documentary on these scallops.
Yeah, I need to watch a documentary.
Let's
on crustaceans.
Find out later.
Right, I digress.
So, yeah. So, this question is, I met my girlfriend's mum and dad the other day, and I really don't like them. And I don't think that they like me.
It's juicy. It's a good, juicy one to round out the year.
It's a hard one, isn't it, that?
Oh,
doesn't like them.
So many thoughts.
I've never really had that before, knock on wood. Like I really got on with my 5 years boyfriend's parents. They were really, we had a good bond. And then Yeah, 2 year guy, really nice. Got a rocky start.
Yeah,
with the dad at first.
Yeah,
but then ironed it all out.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been particularly close to any of my boyfriend's family. I think I've faked closeness.
Yeah, you were definitely.
But in the back of my head, I was like, these aren't my people.
Aren't your people? I mean, it is quite important,
but you can't do anything about it.
You can't.
You just got to, like, show up, smile, be charming.
Yeah. It is really hard, though, because, like, you do want to have that bond.
You do.
Like, what's his face? I was on FaceTime to my mum last night, and I showed Anne him, and it was really nice. Aww. And she was like, oh, is he lovely, Diana? And like, I was just, I like that. So
she
means
must love that he's from the north.
Oh, God, yes. Like, she must be. Just like one of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a normal lad.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's nice.
That's so nice.
Like, yeah, I'm a bit nervous. Like, if I met his, what if they didn't like me? It'd be hard. It'd be hard. Like,
yeah, it's hard. I don't know.
You don't know.
I get a bit scared to like meet them because it's like, I start to take the pressure off of it now.
Yeah,
that like, unless someone's really involved in their family, like on a day to day level, it's not really going to affect you, bar maybe twice a year. Like,
yeah,
it's different if they're over there all the time, and that would, I don't think I could, I wouldn't love that.
Yeah, yeah,
because that was very much like my last relationship, and I'm like, I don't want to see your family.
Yeah,
that
like
much.
All the goddamn time.
I just really don't. I really don't.
No, I mean, I don't know. It's a hard one. Like,
what don't you like about them? What is it? Is it politics? Just their personality?
Just not getting on, are they?
No, yeah. It's not gelling.
It's annoying because it's just like, oh, you've got to like go over and pretend to be nice. And
yeah,
just like,
it's exhausting.
Sick of it all.
But you don't have a choice.
You don't have it. You just got to fake it till you make it, hon.
That's it. Just disassociate.
It's funny, isn't it? It's like, but then what if they get married and stuff? And like, these people are in your lives forever.
Forever. Well, not forever.
Until they die.
Until they die. Yeah.
Just get married and wait until they die. Just say like, can I just die already?
10 more years left.
Just die already. Yeah, I don't know. I just guess, hope for the best and wait. They will die one day. So just wait until then, I guess.
And until then, fake a smile.
Put on your best smile.
Put on your best smile.
And get
disassociate. Just walk in and
disassociate. Yeah, and just be like, gonna just
and plan a trip every Christmas so you don't have to spend it with them.
Yeah, come up with lies.
I'm thinking like, India.
Yeah, pretend like you're allergic to something at the house or
something
like that.
Do they have a pet and then pretend to be allergic to it?
Yeah, be like, oh God, I get really bad allergies.
I'm really breaking out.
And they're like, oh, I can't come round.
My throat's closing.
Yeah. Like, just collapse in the living room.
That is something that you would do.
That is like, something I would do. I can't breathe. I'm going to collapse.
You like, hate them so much. You're just faking an allergic reaction.
Yeah, just do that. Fake allergic reaction.
Sorted.
And yeah, and just take comfort in death.
Yeah. The inevitability of death.
The sweet, sweet ending.
And on that note.
Cheers, all the best.
Cheers, all
care.
The best. Take care.
All right.
No, in all seriousness, I love doing these Agony Aunt episodes because they just they allow us to just go off on some weird tangents.
We don't know what's coming out of our mouth, do we, Kate?
No, we don't. We never plan it.
Oh, but bloody hell,
should we? I don't know.
No. We should probably actually, I mean, we don't really give very good advice.
No, sometimes.
Everyone's going to be like, faking allergic reactions at the family's Christmas dinner. I think it's a stunning thing.
Oh my
stunning
God.
Get out.
That is so funny. Okay, yeah, no, we don't give good advice, but we love giving it anyway.
Yeah, we like to come up with stuff, don't we? But anyway, all right, well... That's our last Agony Aunt of the season.
Yeah.
And
stay safe while we're
stay
gone.
Stay safe, kids. Stay safe out there.
Our Instagram DMs are always open.
Yeah.
In case you really, really...
Only
Key and D can fix it.
What will I do?
What will I do?
All right, then. Well, right. Love you all.
Love you all.
Like, subscribe.
Yeah.
At Key and D. At Key and D.
We're going to change that.
Yeah, I know.
Because we had a big meeting with a person that does the TikTok stuff. What are they called? Ed. Social and he media. Said we need all our handles to be the same. So never fear, we will be Key and D on every platform.
Oh God, they've all been worried about that. Thank God. You can sleep well knowing that our TikTok will get changed to at Key and D, not at Key and D show. So just hold tight, guys.
We really need a holiday.
I need a break. I'm sick of it all.
I need to all be right. Put into a coma for a month. All right. Bye. Love you all. Bye. Merry Christmas.
Make it.
Key and D. If you don't like us, you're dead to me. Dead to me. Dead to me. If you don't subscribe, you're dead to me. Dead to me. Dead to me. If you don't give us 5 stars, you're dead to me. Dead to me. Dead to me. If you don't follow us on Instagram, you're dead to me. Dead to me. Dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me. Insanity Group.